Well, the debate over whether to reopen the economy is strong on social media. Let's get to that with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
So let's start with the hashtags that you're seeing in favor of reopening. What are some of the threads you're following?
A lot of hashtags. They all start with reopen America, reopen Georgia, reopen America now. Passionate debating happening. For instance, here's Jean Hill, and she says, I am laid off, I am peed off, and ready to work. And I hereby assume that anyone that says it's too soon to end the forced government shutdown is living off the government and has nothing to lose. A lot of conversation around we need to get back to work.
And what about on the other side, people who are saying it's too early to reopen? Because a lot of the polls are showing that a majority of people want to wait until it truly is safe to reopen.
Absolutely. And a lot of these are coming from Georgians because Georgia is just relaxing the rules about which businesses can be open this weekend. So Korea, the God Hand, that is her Twitter handle, says, just because they're open doesn't mean you have to go. A lot of very rude comments about Georgians and how sensible in their IQ level. I won't share those with you. You can go and look at those memes. And then Albert Ramsey. So bowling alleys are going to jumpstart the Georgia economy? A little bit of sarcasm there.
Yeah, I have to say I was a little bit shocked to see that bowling alleys were on the list right at the very start, but we'll watch what happens there. Now, Femi, on Reddit, people who have tested positive for COVID-19 are opening up about their experiences with the virus. What have some of those conversations been like?
These are amazing conversations. The Reddit subreddit is like where all the conversations are happening on one thread. Are COVID-19 positive if you're looking for it? And just in the last couple of hours, I was seeing what people were exchanging in terms of information. Consta8 says day 44, tried to do exercise and suddenly felt badly breathless. Not nice. Also waking up feeling nauseous. Anyone else had this? Instant reply from Minnie Lakes, and she says, still got lung damage, give it more time, sounds like you're gassed, it will get better. So reassurance from other people who are also recovering from COVID-19. Some very scary stories there about how good a shape or poor shape people happen to be in. And then there's another thread, also very useful, where people are saying, I think I have it. And then they're talking about having COVID-19 disease and showing the information back and forth. So it's a real resource for people who are actually going through COVID-19 disease right now, right out there on Reddit.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear different people's experiences on social media, and a lot of them do line up. We, of course, have heard that one of the symptoms that doctors have talked about now is that people lose their sense of taste and their sense of smell. You're also seeing people share pictures of a possible COVID-19 symptom with the hashtag COVIDToes. What is that all about?
These pictures are not very pretty. They're pictures of toes or feet, and they may well be red or purple, maybe a little bit scabby as well. I hope you're not eating right now, anybody. Dermatologists and doctors are sharing these pictures because they say that they may, and this is just anecdotal evidence at the moment, they may be early symptoms of COVID-19 disease, still doing research. But of course, this COVID-19 disease is only a couple of months old, so they're really looking to see what are the potential range of symptoms. So that's why if you look online, you see hashtag COVID toes, that is why you're seeing those red inflamed toes.
Now, there's got to be a listener out there who just stubbed their toe. Now they think they have COVID-19. But so
I know,
just check
I know.
With your doctor.
Go check. Absolutely. Right. If your toes are red, it may be for some other reason. And this is also just anecdotal evidence, of course.
Okay, one more thing before we let you go, Femi, that is cheering people up online and has gone viral is a video of actor Stanley Tucci making a cocktail. Take a listen.
So, a fair amount of ice in a shaker. Whoops. And use your hands because it's the most hygienic way of getting ice into a shaker.
Okay, so this is following up on our conversation, our important conversation about the barefoot Contessa Ina Garten's a huge martini, which, by the way, I made, although not quite as big. But what about the Quarantucci?
Well, Stanley Tucci is on Instagram, on his Instagram. He's beautifully dressed, all in black, looking extremely healthy, very suave. Rachel Conrad found the video on Instagram and she shared it on Twitter. May this video of Stanley Tucci doing a cocktail masterclass be a blessing upon your Twitter feed. Librarian Brie, how's my week been, you ask? I'm still watching the Stanley Tucci cocktail video 3 days later. There were always a pedantic Twitter out there, so some people were picking holes in the way that Tucci is making his cocktail, but for most, it is a thirst trap, and I will leave you to look that up for yourselves.
A new meaning for thirst trap. Okay, Femi, okay, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.